You've just landed inside Launch Street, the innovation podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate and differentiate
and get further faster in this crazy cluttered world.
And now, innovation thought leader
and your super fly host,
Tamara Kleinberg.
All right, everybody, I'm so excited. I am here with best-selling author Angela Gaffney. She's the go-to wellness expert for busy executives trying to manage it all while achieving their professional goals. Her real-life strategies help professionals decrease stress, achieve health, and find fulfillment while excelling in their career. That's like the ultimate trifecta in my book. You'll be inspired and motivated by Angela's unique perspective. Having spent years in corporate before being diagnosed with a disease she was told would take her life, today she shares the same simple strategies that allowed her to regain her own health, and she has supported hundreds of others to do the same. While Angela isn't speaking or writing about health, you'll find her stirring up a new recipe, enjoying time with family in the great outdoors, or taxiing her regular 14 and 10-year-old clients to activities. Angela's a three-time author and a regular contributor to the Huffington Post. Her new bestseller, Feel Good, Look Good for Life, is available on Amazon. And I have my copy, and as I was telling Angela, my kids have already approved it with a Lego sticker, so we know it's good. Angela, thank you so much for being here today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
So I want to get into the nitty-gritty of health, but before we do that, I want you to share your personal story with everyone, because I've heard it, and I think it's really empowering for people to understand as you're kind of, once we get into the advice and your perspective and your tools and stuff, understanding the journey you actually had to go through to get to where you are today, because I'm just going to be blunt in the front and say that in some ways there's nothing worse than someone telling you to be healthy who's never had to worry about health or can eat whatever they want and still be skinny, or, you know, they just have that. And you've really had to go through some struggles to get where you are. So share with your story.
All right. Well, I'll start with the story is my most treasured gift, I call it now, because it changed everything about my life, about my family's life. It's been really good, although it was a struggle along the way. So it's been 8 years since my diagnosis. On November 4th, it was the eighth year anniversary. But what happened is kind of long, but I'll try to keep it in short.
No, share it. I've heard it, so I know how good it is, but I think it's important for people to hear it, because I do think that people out there, we all struggle with our own things, some of us even more than we own up to or realize.
Well, I was your typical young mom. I was working part-time at the time, had been in corporate America for years before that, and I was thriving. I exercised every day. I was thin, probably in my best shape, but I was living off of a lot of sugar to get me through the day. I loved my Diet Coke.
Oh my God, me too.
I would drink 3 to 4 a day because I didn't like coffee. So that was my caffeine drink to keep my energy up.
Wait, did you justify it the way I do by, I'll get a large soda, so that's just one, even though if you really added it up, it's probably like 3.
Yeah, I think I had those days. And I thought everything was going well. And after having my second child, my little guy, Sean, my body started experiencing some really harsh after effects. And it started with joint pain. I had made a pact with my sister-in-law. We both had to sport a bikini on our summer vacation. So I thought, I've got to lose this baby weight. I've got to get back in the shape. Yeah, trust me. I felt the same. And so I headed off to the gym. And very quickly, I'd do a weightlifting class or an aerobics class, and I'd come home and my elbow would be swollen and I couldn't extend my arm. And I thought, come on, Ange, you're not that out of shape. Like, watch your form next time. And then I'd go to another class, and then it was my hip and then my knee, and joint by joint, it started being inflamed and irritated. And eventually, that started in April. And by Christmas that year, I could no longer hold a pen. Could not write. I had a very hard time taking care of daily tasks that we all take for granted, and I still do today, but washing my hair, even that movement and the strength it takes to bend your elbows and use your fingers and rub your scalp to wash your hair, simple daily tasks were like extravagant or like big feats for me every day that I could accomplish it. After the joint pain came a lot of chronic fatigue and brain fog. I would do ridiculous things like put milk in the pantry and find it the next day.
Yeah,
well, I was doing a lot of that. or I would be mid-sentence talking to someone and my thoughts would just go away. I had no idea where, what I was talking about or where I was headed. And when those things start happening and your body's so fatigued, at my worst, I was active or just being like actually taking part in life for about 20 minutes a day at my worst. The rest of the day was spent on the couch. I often never showered in the morning. I'd stay in my same pajamas that looked like loungewear so I could get away with it when I dropped the kid, my daughter off at school.
Wow.
It was really hard because it removes you from social activities when your body's starting to fail you like that. And then eventually, by the following summer, I had had these big bouts of muscle weakness. It would start with these dizzy spells, and then my legs would get really, really weak. And I always pulled through. I would come back to it. I'm like, okay, I'm good. Move along with the day. But one particular evening, I was making dinner at the stove. My kids were in the family room, like open kitchen family room concept. Thank God they were there. And this time I had one of those dizzy spells, but my legs went out from under me. And
oh my gosh.
Caught myself on the side of the stove and army crawled over to the phone. And that called my husband, told him he needed to come home. Something was wrong.
Yeah.
And that landed me in the hospital for 4 days. Couldn't walk because I wasn't paralyzed, but my muscles wouldn't hold me up.
Right.
And so the hardest thing I think tomorrow with all of that was when your body's failing you like that, you just want answers. And I was going from specialist to specialist, premier medical institutions, and no one had an answer. And I unfortunately along the way heard things like, Mrs. Gaffney, you're just out of shape. You just need to get back into
shape. You're just tired. You have kids, work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that for years.
And then saying it's just all in my head. And I knew in my heart of hearts it wasn't all in my head and that I wasn't just out of shape. Somebody can still walk if they're just out of shape. Right. Do that. So I was really excited. November 4th came. It was my son's second birthday. It was November 4th, 2008. And the nurse had scheduled me that day. She said the doctor knew what I had. I had already been diagnosed with 3 forms of arthritis leading up to this. So I knew I had autoimmune as part of my issue, but the neuromuscular stuff was separate. So I went in on my son's birthday. I was excited because I thought I'm getting the answer. This is the day and I'll do whatever I need to do to move forward. And told my husband to go to work because I really just thought that this was going to be the best day ever. And I walked into the doctor's office and he said, Mrs. Gaffney, we have good news and some bad news to share today. The good news is we finally know what's going on in your body. You have a rare neuromuscular disease called mitochondrial myopathy. The bad news is it's progressive. So when you have mitochondrial myopathy, most often it attacks your various organ systems.
Yeah.
You get diabetes, then drooping eyelids, blindness, deafness, paralysis you'll experience before it inevitably takes your life. And so all of a sudden, my woohoo, I'm getting my answers.
So much for my solution.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. And that turned into a lot of thoughts. I mean, I'm making this short, but a lot of crying, a lot of desperation and hopeless moments, trying to figure out then how to die gracefully. And what does that look like? And do you write your kids letters for everything? And then would I be there for certain events?
Yeah.
And it just really, it took a lot out of me and consumed me every day. And it was like a light switch went off one morning. I woke up and I thought, what in the world am I doing trying to figure out how to die gracefully when there's not an ounce of me that wants that? I want to live. And that's when I started taking little steps and doused myself in research online and try to figure out what in the world those things, antioxidants, those things we hear about all the time, what are those things and what can they do for me? And that was the beginning of a beautiful journey thereafter.
Let me ask you this, and I've been in this situation, I mean, you and I have talked and I'll keep my story very short, but the bottom line is I had thyroid issues and like low testosterone issues and everyone told me the same thing they told you for years, like you're just busy, right? You're tired because you're busy. I was like, no, I feel like I have lead in my blood. And I think there's a lot of people out, and I've, you know, found my solution since, but I think and I meet a lot of people who, I think they're constantly exhausted no matter how much sleep they get. Energy focus, I think you mentioned that too. So when you, I want to hear a little bit about when you got to that place where you started to find the path forward. And for the people listening who are, you know, they work 18 hours a day, and whether they get 5 hours of sleep or eight, they're still constantly exhausted. How do you tackle that from that point? Because it does feel like that's it. Like that's how you're supposed to live. Or, I mean, in your case, even more extreme, how you're supposed to die.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think that it shouldn't be surprising, but what I find most surprising in going out and speaking to executives and their teams, people are constantly, whether you're an entrepreneur or working in a corporate environment, we are at a point now where we're working a lot of hours. There are much higher demands, and our resources are limited in many ways. When you're an entrepreneur, sometimes you're a solo being trying to do it all. You're the accountant, you're the marketing person, you're the salesperson.
And take out the trash.
Yeah, exactly. And take out the trash, take care of your kids, grocery shop, So one thing we need to do, and when we get to the nutrition part, is we have to build a foundation. The foundation is our body. I talk about everyone, you know, thinking about their number one fan. Mm-hmm. And when I often ask this of people, they'll envision their spouse or partner, or maybe their mom or best friend, or even a child is their number one fan, their biggest cheerleader. But when it comes right down to it, our number one fan is our body. Oh. And I think we lose sight of that constantly.
Yeah. We treat it like
all this noise in life.
Yeah.
And there's this go, go, go. And when we're going, 18 hours a day, getting 4 hours of sleep, back at it the next day, our body, our little adrenal glands, their only job is to support stress in our body. But if we don't give it time to just be calm and take a deep breath and relax once in a while, they'll get burned out. Your cortisol levels are really high because your stress level is high, and all of a sudden you're on this hamster wheel and you can't get off. So in order to get energy back, we have to be mindful of caring from our body from a foundational place.
What do you think are the kind of the key foundational things you need to be paying attention to?
Well, number one is you have to be creating some boundaries in your life that support where you want to be.
That's well said.
Let me give you an example. Yeah. I'll have people come in and say, my biggest goal is I want to lose 25 pounds. Well, we have to start with some foundational principles and set some healthy boundaries. If that's your goal in life is to lose 25 pounds, then you have to create a supportive environment around you. Because we often throw out these New Year's resolutions, this perfect time for this call,
or
goals that are short term. Yeah. And life is, or health is not some habit or short term goal or vision, health is a lifestyle. So in order to start getting more clarity, energy, et cetera, that you want, you have to take a few steps back and say, if that is truly what I want to create in my life, how do I create and build this most supportive environment? How are the people impacting me in my life? How is the food that's sitting in my fridge and freezer and pantry impacting my life? And all of that, and start with your healthy boundaries. What should that look like for you personally? Because they're different for each of us. So when I consider a healthy boundary food example, it's committing to taking one step every week to enhance your life. Because when we do that, especially with food as a foundation, you make one good choice, that good choice begets another good choice.
So let me start with this one. This is kind of very nitty gritty. What should we be eating? What should we not be eating? I know it's different for a lot of different people, but just from a philosophical or just the fundamental perspective, kind of what are we eating? What should we be eating? What should we not be eating?
And when you think about just what's the foundation of eating look like, the basic principle that I teach is kind of flipping an idea on its head. We've been very trained to focus on the quantity of the food that we put in.
Calories in, calories
out. How many calories are you putting in versus how many calories out? Where is that balance?
Right.
And while that still should be considered, like that can be up for consideration with every client that I have, the biggest thing you need to consider above and beyond that is the quality of the food that you're putting in your body as fuel. And often you hear about macronutrients, micronutrients, and sometimes phytonutrients. Macronutrients we hear about all the time because it's our protein, carbs, and fat. Those we need in balanced amounts. amounts, and we're each a little different. One person mm-hmm. might need more protein and fat, less carbs. Another might need more carbs, etc. But in general, we have to be putting those three food groups into our body to achieve optimal health. There'll be a breakdown if we omitted one full category completely out.
So does that mean that people, and I've done this, so I'm speaking from experience here, you know, I used to cut out carbs and try to do all protein and fat, and I felt horrible. So if I hear you right, like, and I'm not trying to slam Atkins or any of those, like, they have their purpose in their place, but those kind of really all this or all that diets are probably not serving us.
Personally, I don't think they're serving us. It's hard to find which one of those diets is going to feed you correctly. There are over 1,000 new diet books that come out every year.
Oh my God.
How do we find the right one to fit right? us exactly with what we need? So if you focus on books that allow you basic principles and strategies to work with to help you then find the balance, that's probably your best bet. And going back to, if you think about dieting, it's always about the macronutrients. It's high protein, low fat, low carbs, high this, balance, right. You know, zone diet. I've done them all too.
Yeah.
And that's the focus. I'd like to challenge people to think differently. So if most of the time macronutrients is the main idea that everybody's focusing on, following that is micronutrients, which are vitamins and minerals that the body needs. And then below that, sometimes you hear about it now because it's getting to be more prevalent, about phytonutrients. But phytonutrients, I like to flip everything on its head.
Hey, back up for a second. What are phytonutrients? Because I don't think I can
tell you. Yeah, okay. So phytonutrients are plant-based chemicals. So it's chemical compounds that are only found in plant-based foods that will help our bodies fight disease, heal the body. Most of those foods also, well, all those foods also have antioxidants on board. So when you think about fighting stress, oxidative stress in the body, fighting free radicals in the body, both of those things can feed disease. All of a sudden, you're getting a robust amount of quality. Having phytonutrients in your body, I always tell people, like, put up your dukes to remember, because it's your biggest fight against disease and against even the common cold and flu that runs around. If your body is full of antioxidants and high phytonutrient content, your immune system is going to be better able to fight off just the common cold even. So I say that you have to flip the dieting perspective on its head, get rid of diet, and just retrain your mind that if you want to create health for the long haul, you need to focus on phytonutrient-based foods first. Fill your plate. And when I was talking about healthy boundaries, just take one step to incorporate one new thing week after week, or take a couple of weeks, but your body will feel an amazing difference. Your skin will glow. You'll sleep better. You'll have more energy just by making that one change.
So what are some shifts I could make? Like, if I'm used to, if I want to focus on phytonutrients and I'm used to, you know, the typical dinners, right? Let's say rice, sweet potatoes, I don't know, fill in the blank. What should I be swapping out to head in that direction?
Okay, so you want the majority of your plate to be full of color. So in order to get a lot of color, we have to think about vibrant vegetables, maybe even fruits and berries on a salad or something. So instead, having maybe a little over half of the plate full of leafy greens, maybe they're sautéed, roasted vegetables. You could have parsnips and asparagus and peppers and mushrooms and onions. Think of all those beautiful colors that then are put onto the plate. You can still have a whole grain if you'd like. Those are all complex carbohydrates. They'll help better balance your energy. I'm not opposed to eating meat. I say organic meats only and eggs as well. And then making sure you have healthy fat in there. And healthy fat can come by way of salmon is one of the healthiest fats we can put in there. But if you select healthy oils, like coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil, to create your dressings for a salad or a marinade for tofu or whatever it may be, having that balance. So the swap should occur when you look at your plate and you think, oh my gosh, it's all brown or white. Insert something into that plate and remove one of your white things out to get some more color. And the deeper the color of the fruit or the vegetable, the higher the phytonutrient content. So you're going to get more robust health benefit, let's say from a green leafy kale versus an iceberg lettuce.
I love what you're saying about just swap one brown or white thing out or something of color. Like that seems so simple and actually pretty easy to do. So my challenge to everybody listening or watching is to do that once a day and then go to twice a day and then three times a day with your meals, swapping one thing out. I'm going to try that tonight with my meal and see how it goes. So I think I'm going to add broccoli in.
And good begets good. You're going to start feeling better. Your body will start mitigating cravings. And you'll automatically desire the need for, or you'll have the need for these nutritious foods. It's a joke in my house because I was a sugar addict.
Yeah.
Full-blown sugar addict. And it's just like a drug addiction. And now we joke that I crave kale because if I don't have my leafy greens.
Live on the edge, Angela. Live on the edge.
Joke. Yeah, living on the edge.
Angela, a lot of what you're saying is you got to chunk it off a little bit at a time to just go all in and be like, I'm going to spend every Sunday 4 hours prepping. Is it totally overwhelming, but to start with what you were saying with like switch out one thing, then have all these things on ready. And then like, it just, the success builds on the success and the process builds on itself, which is super cool. Will you talk a little bit about, I'd love to hear your perspective on expectation and results. And then to make sure I don't forget, I do want to talk about decreasing stress just overall as well. Okay. So I'm curious from your perspective, what type of results people should actually expect, maybe versus what we do expect. I think you said in the beginning, you know, like someone will call you and be like, I'm going to lose 25 pounds and I'm going to wake up on Monday and like everything's going to be amazing because I'm going to cut out everything. And, you know, if we're thinking of this from a lifestyle perspective and we're starting from that typical, I'm exhausted, I'm, you know, going to Starbucks and getting a latte and a muffin in the morning on my way to work kind of thing, what should I actually expect my results to be? And then I'd love to hear some case studies on that from you too, of what your clients have gotten in the long run from that.
Okay. So let's say you're the entrepreneur stopping through Starbucks for your latte and muffin every morning.
I mean, someone is because the line is so long every day.
I know. So the thing about expectations and results is I think that when clients come in, whether it's a group that I'm working with or an individual client, they often have one main goal, and largely it revolves around weight.
Yeah.
Sometimes it revolves around energy. But here's the thing that happens is in a pre, like your pre-coaching questionnaire, I ask everybody all the different symptoms they're feeling. Mm-hmm. People are often commonly feeling some type of pain in the body.
Yeah.
Fatigue is a big one. Brain fog. They're tired all the time. Like they're having restless sleep.
Right.
You know, they're not getting sound sleep, etc. So when you think about what can you expect as a result, if you do what I tell you to do in the book and focus on the phytonutrients and the high quality food, you're starting to heal your body from a cellular level out. And I tell all my clients, I don't even have them get on the scale. We don't worry about the weight loss because it's a side effect of what you're going
to do. Everything else is actually happening.
You can't have,
that's a great way to say it. Yeah.
And the bigger thing that happens is about 2 months, 3 months in, I have clients say, oh my gosh, I don't have any pain in my feet anymore when I walk. Or I feel like a teenager again. I don't know the last time I had this much energy. Or
that sounds glorious.
Or the focus and the ability to focus and have clarity in work. I mean, these are the things that come up. So the expectations, I don't even know if you could have, I guess I would tell people, dream up your perfect life in the respect of your body and how it supports you and what that looks like. I'd have energy every day. I'd be able to hop up at 6 a.m. ready to, you know, fired up to greet the day. And I'd be at a comfortable weight where I feel good in my clothes and feel like $1 million. These are the expectations we should have.
Right.
Instead of, I'm going to do this great diet for 30 days and then fall off. It's like, anytime we put a time period on something, I think we fail ourselves because once the time period is up, we're so focused on getting back to whatever our vice was.
Right.
And in order to create a lifestyle change, you have to, in the book, I help people create life rules. And life rules are when you dream up what you want life to look like, that you have all this energy, et cetera, or maybe you need connection with your girlfriends once a month hanging out, whatever it may be. You create some rules that help feed, you create rules that help feed your decisions, right? To create the life you want. Hopefully this is making sense.
I'm circle.
But in any event, expectations should be that this is not an all or nothing thing. That each and every day we have an opportunity to choose to participate in our life. And when we go with bean foods and we're going through the drive-thru or we're, you know, feeding ourselves caffeine all day, 10 cups of coffee just to get through the day, those are convenient short-term choices that are going to have long-term consequences. When you actively choose to participate, you're pausing enough to say, what is it going to provide me if I have these 10 cups of coffee every day? You know, it's going to increase my stress level. It's going to increase my fatigue, et cetera. And then you're making conscious choices. So I think tomorrow, when you think about expectations and results, the expectation should be that you're committed to start fueling and feeding the body that supports you day in and day out, no matter what you do to it, so that you can have it and good quality of life for the long haul.
Do you think we focus on weight just because that's the one thing we can measure?
Maybe. And I also think that we don't feel good when we carry excess weight. I've been there. I've done Weight Watchers three times in my past. You know, it's just, you don't feel great. You want to feel like $1 million. That's why I titled the book, you know, Feel Good, Look Good, period. That's what people want.
Yeah.
And that's what we should all have. We can all have it. It might look a little differently for each of us.
Right.
We're not all the same body structure, et cetera. We're never going to be the same weight and look the exact same kind of thing. But you have to feel good within yourself. And that means making a foundation of emotional, positive. So it means providing your body the nourishment it needs to actually heal and repair and maintain good quality health for the long haul. And that can't be done in some short fix diet or whatever.
So. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. I think that when you really buy into what you're saying, which is it's a long-term thing, not a short-term fix, your perspective change and you start to actually get results because you stop yo-yoing so much.
And you're creating new habits.
Right. And so you stop laughing at yourself for that one barbecue that you went a little overboard on because it's one moment of a dozen.
Exactly. Do you remember when your kid was little, I used to tell my son, he's so thin, you know. The doctor would say, well, what is he eating in a week's time? I'm like, well, yesterday he hardly ate anything. You know, he'd say, no, what did he, like, look at the last seven days. Did he, I think we have to give ourselves, offer ourselves grace.
Yeah.
And when you do choose the cookie or the chocolate cake or whatever it looks like, consciously say, I'm really going to enjoy this. And it's okay, you know, that I have it. So I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to enjoy the connection with the people around me. And you move on. There's no guilt back and forth. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't have had it. I was so bad, or I did this, that. That's negating all of your emotional foundational structure. Yeah. You need to be healthy as well.
And that's when you start to go spiral downward too and do everything bad because you're like, well, screw it. Like, I obviously have no willpower, so.
Right, and you just go downward. So I think that when you think about results, you have to give yourself a 6-month period of time. Mm. I take very few individual clients per year, but I will not do anything less than a 6-month period of time because it takes that long to create new habits.
Right.
And then they have a pretty good foundation to work with moving forward. Because here's the other thing, you feel so good that when you do go off track, you don't feel great.
Yeah, totally.
And then quickly it like brings you right back to being on track again, so to speak, or like staying in the lane you want, because that's where you really feel good. And that feels good for life, right? Yeah. Good quality food and good quality choices in life. So,
and you know, I think I just want to layer this onto what you're saying, which is you're right, totally 100%. It's so funny how that works. And I think the other benefit to being healthy and having this long-term healthy thing, this perspective, is that I've seen a massive difference in my business and the results. Like, we start to really accelerate. And I really, if you'd ask me why, like, yeah, there's some tactics and some strategies we've done in my business that have really made a difference. But I would say that the other big part of it is I have way more energy, sustainable energy, than I've ever had in the past, and way less fog when I got my health right. And I think we forget sometimes the unbelievable impact that our health has on our work and our life. How I would engage with my kids, like, I was too exhausted on the weekends to really interact with them. I'd be just looking for nap time every Saturday, where now I feel like I can actually, like, go to the park and hang out and play with them. So, you know, that health that you're talking about is so important across the results I think we want in everything.
Well, I think something to consider too is that we get very used to functioning however it is we're functioning.
Yeah, so true.
Even in my ill, you know, most ill days where I was functioning maybe 20 to 30 minutes max per day, that was just how I had to live. And that became my norm. And we get into these norms so in depth, yeah. That you can't even see that this is possible. But once you get there, can you imagine going back to where you were?
Oh my God.
But I don't know that you could have ever imagined being where you are right now and foreseeing that and understanding how great it feels. But that's the potential that each and every one of us have. Our bodies are designed to heal.
Yeah.
And they're designed to provide us what we need, but we sure as heck have to give a lot back to it and be mindful and aware and listen. We, a lot of times, just dismiss what the body's telling us. You got a sniffle, work through it. We're on to the next thing. Or pain in your foot.
Some vitamin C.
Like, you got to listen. Be aware of what the body's telling you and then take pause and time to give it what it needs, extra rest, extra vitamin C, extra food, whatever it is.
Right.
Because it is possible for each and every one of us. Some journeys are longer than others, but it's there for all.
Oh, I love that. So before we run out of time, I want you to share with us a little bit about how you do what you do, how people can engage with you. And I know you've got some kind of new stuff rolling out too. So share all that with us.
Yeah, okay.
I'm excited for it too.
Thank you. We're really excited. It allows us to provide these services to a lot more people, which is the goal. So ways you can get in touch. So the book is one way. It's available on Amazon. It's a great start, an easy read, and highly interactive to get those strategies working for you. So I'd say that's number one. My website is just my name, AngelaGaffney.com. So we can always connect that way. But my biggest thing that I do is I am a speaker. So I go out and inspire and educate large groups of executives and their teams to help achieve health while getting to achieve their professional goals as well and feel fulfilled there. And then the new exciting thing is we're launching an online masterclass. So it's the Feel Good, Look Good Masterclass, which will allow you to engage in the same coaching style as I do with my individual clients. For a 6-month period of time, we break it into segments so it doesn't feel like forever. but it really helps you utilize the strategies, capitalize on the benefits of it, and create new habit change as you go through. And then I take 4 individual clients at a given time. So in a year's time, I might touch 8 lives on an individual coaching executive coaching experience.
So I'm going to tell people that they should go get the book. It is fantastic. I already own my copy. And that online program is super exciting. I love what you're doing in getting healthy living and wellness out to more people in a way that still is very personal in a lot of ways too.
It is, and we're gonna have some live interaction with it too. So it's not just you're out in La La Land doing your own thing. You're going to have interaction with me, and I will tell you a little secret. We are going to do a pre-launch pricing opportunity for people. If you're interested in learning more, you can just text HEALTHY, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, text HEALTHY to 66866.
And I'll put that in the show notes too, so everybody has everything. We just have to cough because we're talking about healthy.
Yeah, that's okay. And then we won't pester you, but we'll give you some more information about the online coaching and free health tips, et cetera, to help you every week.
Well, I know you won't pester because I know you and how you operate, but I will say that sometimes with our health, we need a few reminders before we're willing to leap. Funny enough, the thing that's probably most foundational and most important for us is the hardest thing for us to achieve.
It is. It takes time and effort, and sometimes the results we don't see for a little bit, so it's hard to stay with it. But I tell you what, we'll give you the strategies and support you need to do that so that you can feel well and live vibrantly all of your days.
All right, Angela, one last question, which is, what is something, this is more personal, what is something that we'd be surprised to learn about you that we don't know? A hobby, a passion, whatever it is.
I love to sing.
You do?
And I used to do it. I sang at weddings all through college to make money. And I played college basketball, and I sang the national anthem a cappella in center stage in uniform.
Oh my God.
That's something a lot of people don't know. I don't sing too often anymore, but I actually have a cool program coming up where it's an experiential dinner thing that we just put together for a client, and I'm going to do a few ditties, if you will.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
So there's something funny a fun fact about me that people don't know. I
had no idea, and I've known you for a couple of years now. Yeah. Oh my God, Angela, thank you. That was so awesome. So go out there and get healthy for the people listening. So thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Tamara. All the best to all of your community.
Thanks for hanging out with us inside Launch Street. When you're ready to take your game to the next level, join the thousands of others that are upping their innovation edge on GoToLaunchStreet.com, the top online education resource and community platform for innovators looking to use innovation to get measurable results. GoToLaunchStreet.com.